Hello! Welcome to the podcast as a plane goes overhead. Possibly to sunnier climates. Who knows? We can't talk. But anyway, can you go to the other side of me, please?
Sure.
Thanks, Anna. I'm Claire. This is the Slimming World podcast. We'll just wait for these cars to pass. We are walking down a high street today. I guess that's the only way I can talk about it. It's high up. It's a street. And
the sun's shining, Claire.
Yeah, we've got that like bank holiday vibe about us. We're feeling the sun on our face, topping up our vitamin T. Vitamin D.
Where have you been?
Can you tell that we need a bank holiday?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Look at that nest in that tree. That's a big one.
Isn't it? So, you are here. This is the podcast, and today we are talking about that place which we come back to so many times in the podcast.
We do.
Target.
Target, that infinite dream place where magic happens.
No, we were inspired by another listener email, actually. We do love it when you send us messages. And Sam sent us an email saying that Sam is a Target member. And Sam asked us for a little bit of help as... they're finding it a little bit tricksy, just adjusting to the new way of life, a Slim for Life plan that once you reach your target weight. Slimming World has a maintenance plan, which allows you to find a new groove in making food optimizing work for you so you can stay at target, which, you know, you don't often get with other food weight loss type plans. They just kind of say, here's how to lose weight, and they leave you. Whereas these guys have got...
it's all
a fancy booklet, and there's different routes to take. I think the biggest thing is people adjusted. I think Joe mentioned it in a podcast we did when we said, what does success look like, a couple of months ago? This idea about finding that new groove.
Yeah. And I think a really interesting notion is that the hard work and dedication still needs to be around to commit to long-term weight maintenance. It's just a different gear shift. So I think I had a view that, oh, I'll lose my weight and I'll be fixed and I won't ever have to think about it again. But it is knowing you've got to work your way into a new groove and understand yourself, understand your habits, and kind of be really fluid with it. I think where I see members struggle is when they expect it to be a linear experience, and actually it's knowing that life at Target is a really nice place to be as long as you accept you're at Target and that you've got this bubble of beautiful protection of weight loss for yourself there. So actually Target isn't a stagnant number. Target is a place where you sit at the top, at the bottom, in the middle, and knowing that it's a place that will change constantly, I think really helps take the pressure off, doesn't it?
Yeah, and the thing is that the support doesn't end once you reach Target, that you can still have access to the Slimming World members area, so you do get access to those recipes, to the features.
Come to group.
Exactly. You still get that image therapy if you need it. You're not just left out on a limb saying, right, thanks very much, see you later.
I think, you know, image therapy is a really different experience when you're a Target member, but you are part of a group. And if you're a struggling member that's come out of Target, then your image therapy steps up because that's your individualised plan. So knowing that you don't suddenly get to this place and then we pull the rug from under you, you get to this place and the support is there. It's just a different type of support that's there as well.
Yeah, you know, like we're walking today. I'm helping Anna. Anna's doing her steps. I needed to like just... get out, get some sun on my face.
I love a bit of fresh air.
Walking, I think, when you think about these things of what do you want Target to look like? What are you expecting Target to look like? Kind of walking it out and really thinking about these things and getting home and maybe doing a bit of drawing or, journaling and really thinking about what is the reality of what you're expecting Target to be? Because I think there is a much a part about what it is psychologically as there is about the physical aspects.
100%.
Like believing you can stay there
Yes.
Is a big thing.
Massive thing. But also recognising this is your target. No one's told you what it should be. You've chosen it. Therefore, it's really important.
And that's unique to Slimming World, I think.
That really is.
Rather than someone saying, well, you are this height, therefore we expect you to be at this weight.
Yes. I don't think that, for me, that would inspire me as much as a paper bag would. So it's
a paper bag?
A paper bag isn't inspiring, is it? And someone telling me I should be that weight is not inspiring. But me saying, actually, you know, I want to be a size 12 and I want to feel strong and confident and know I can go into any shop and pick up a pair of skinny jeans and they'll fit, will inspire me to keep going more than someone going, well, in this book, it says you should be this weight that actually isn't realistic for you and your lifestyle. So I think it's important that you're inspired by your own target and you know it's yours, because when it's yours, that is something you've chosen to do and you've got ownership of. And understanding what target means, like I said before, target isn't a stagnant number. Target is a place of absolutely understanding yourself, understanding your emotions around food and alcohol, understanding your habits, understanding, you know, the things that you've changed in your life and why you've changed them, and embracing that change. Like, if you look at the woman, or the women we both were before we lost weight, and the habits that we've changed, that is something to be massively celebrated. You know, you'd eaten very few fruits and vegetables before you became a Slimmer World member. You now eat more than probably anybody I know. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it's very easy to lose track of these things, actually. To remember those things. So, you know, when I look at Sam's email, I felt like there was quite a bit of fear, actually. And, oh, no, I'm here. But now what? Now what do I do? And actually, you know, the Slim for Life booklet that you will receive from your consultant, or I guess if you're
when you're an online member,
that gives you a, you know, something else to look at for those first 12 weeks that you reach your target weight.
It's going to hold your hand for the first 12 weeks. It's going to get you to look at your habits. It's going to let you to look at how you're feeling while you're at target, your body magic, how to use a savvy sense. It's such a clever journal that if you use it and you harness it, by the end of the 12 weeks you are really embedded at being a target member. And for what I see is it takes the fear away, because I remember we were sat on the side of a hill and you were like, what now, who am I, type thing. And I get that, because for a lot of us, reaching target is something we never dreamed we'd do, something that maybe we don't believe we can maintain. So to get there is such a kind of emotional place, isn't it, that we need to give you a really strong and powerful tool to help you stay there.
I mean, I found it really difficult. I admire the people who can reach their diamond status of getting target, because I haven't cracked that yet. That's what I'm working on, you know, at this stage. Yeah, and I will. It is just like Sam said, it's like a new parts of the journey. I think what I really, if you sit and you put the emotion aside, it's quite interesting that it's a bit like you know, like a video game where you like completed it, mate. I feel like you can't complete this.
Yeah.
Like every time you're like, oh, there's another level.
Yeah, it's like
there's
an onion.
Another door.
Yeah.
And so like you constantly open, if you approach it with a curious mind, you're constantly learning. And I think actually once you reach your target weight, sticking with Slimming World is a great idea, because you do get those access to the features, the recipes, so you can continue to mix it up, you can continue to try different recipes, and that is something that, you know, is really helpful, I think.
Yeah, and that support system, a group of people trying to achieve the same thing. I think, you know, when we've spoken to people who have reached target and stayed there, the thing that I hear is that they enjoy life there. They really embrace what they've achieved. They embrace the fact that losing weight, the amazing things it's given them, and they enjoy the new life they've created. Whereas if we sit and we live in fear and we think, well, I can't have a bit of cake and I can't have a glass of wine, it's not going to be an enjoyable state. So for me, target is a really important thing to find balance so that it becomes something that's just a real natural thing in your life, not an obsessive focus.
Let me just, we've got to go to single file.
Yeah.
Single file, people, single file. Past a hair salon. A police car. A police van passing. Is it, what have you done, Anna?
I know, didn't want to tell you, Claire.
Let's just get past this little single bit where before it gets busy.
We're back together.
So, you know, if I think about people who are new to Target, yes, there is the booklet that you receive. But I suppose also like this idea about celebrating, enjoying. Yeah. There are key words. Asking ourselves maybe as we're walking today or when we journal when we get home, you know, what have I enjoyed about this week? What am I celebrating today?
Yeah.
I don't think we often ask ourselves that often. We say, right, what do I need to do to get to this? What's on my to-do list?
Yeah.
We're not very good at saying, what can I celebrate today?
Yeah, what have I done that actually is keeping me in this new world I've created? You know, how something's become such an intrinsic thing in your life. Like, actually, I'd never buy oil. Like, fry lights just in my house, one cow cooking sprays. Like, what are the things that actually I'm doing that are going to consistently help me to stay as this new person that I've created? And yes, that does come with fear.
I love how you went for oil. I was like, I'm wearing a great like pair of jeans that I haven't worn in ages, and they're just making me feel great, and I feel like I look $1 million. Anna's like, I'm not using oil.
No, I was trying to look. Do you know what I was trying to do there? Something that was very small that actually had a profound impact.
Yes, I get what you mean. Yes.
But yes, no, I love a pair of jeans.
So you know what? The little things for me that I notice, which I wouldn't have done 5 stone heavier ago.
Yeah.
If I don't fear eating out with friends.
Yeah.
I know how to work a menu, look at a menu in advance.
Totally.
Make some decisions over, okay, well, I won't have any sins in anything to drink. Yeah. I'll have some herbal tea because that fills me up a bit. I'll have a salad, but then I'll save some sins from a carrot cake afterwards, and I'll feel.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So it's I feel like in those situations, I've practiced a number of times, and I'm more confident in that.
And again, it's looking at.
And that's from having support of hearing other people in group
exactly.
Explain. Oh, I also go to eat there. This is what I have on the menu. This is what I've worked out in terms of sins. And adapting that in my own life.
Yeah, and knowing that actually if something at Target doesn't feel quite right, it's going to be something that you've got to harness and kind of work on a little bit more and actually practice a little bit more. So if it's eating out or if it's going on holiday, if it's partying, you know, where is it? But again, looking at it, getting fascinated by it, like Margaret would say, and trying to find a route to allow you to feel confident in your new status is really important.
Yeah. No, it's. I think it's a little. It's quite difficult, isn't it? To maybe difficult isn't the right word. I do really sympathise with Sam in that. Yes, feeling like you belong there,
yeah,
and
totally
you've worked hard, and you deserve to be here, and you deserve and are to be a slim person. There are lots of different aspects, and I think the psychology of that, which is something we've talked about a lot, is way more complicated than we actually think. So unpacking some of that. I mean, there is a brilliant... On the members area, there is an absolutely awesome article, which is called Slim for Life Journey Target Support. And in that, it opens like a load of different articles, one after the other. You can just go next article, next article. Whether you're at Target or you're not at Target, it's definitely worth reading that to see what am I aiming for here.
I would say anybody on the approach to Target as well. Well, anybody indeed, get reading it, get looking, get understanding, because knowledge is power and will also take the fear away.
Yeah. Right. We would love to hear, are you someone like Sim? Sim?
Sim.
Are you someone like Sam who has reached their Target? And are you enjoying it? Can you share with us some of your photos, some of your wins? I think, you know, what are we celebrating today? Just send us a note today and say, today I am celebrating ...
Love that. Do you know what I'm celebrating? We just walked past that bakery, had a sniff, didn't even contemplate walking in.
Next up, the chippy.
Yeah. God, is this an assault course of life at Target?
No, it is interesting, isn't it? Right, whatever you get up to this week, we hope you have a wonderful time. Enjoy your food and get out and celebrate as well, whatever your successes may be.
Celebrate.
That's not a song, is it?
Well, it is, but not like that. Other versions are available. Please check online to find out more details. Terms and conditions apply. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye for now.